Larry Klayman joins us coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Oh, and by the way, at the bottom of the hour, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The impeachment trial of former President Trump's concluded for the day in the U.S. Senate. House managers and Mr. Trump's attorneys fielding questions from members of the upper chamber. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy tells reporters in the Capitol that he still hears reports from constituents about voting irregularities.
I still have people back home who swear that the Dominion machines were rigged, even though different news outlets have printed retractions, apologies, and otherwise disassociated themselves from that story.
Senators will reconvene at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. President Biden met with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors of the White House as part of his push to give financial relief from the pandemic to state and local governments as well as tribal governments. Part of the package, Mr. Biden wants to set aside $350 billion to those entities. Republicans, though, see it as wasteful spending. New CDC guidelines to reopen schools emphasize mask wearing and social distancing, but they say vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite.
The nation's top health agency makes the case that in-person schooling can be done safely, especially at lower grade levels. Its new guidance is targeted at schools that teach kindergarten up to 12th grade. The recommendations include mask wearing, social distancing, hand washing, and the disinfection of school facilities.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton adds that Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that, quote, we trust the science and certainly trust the guidelines. The Biden administration says an estimated 25,000 people seeking asylum and that have been forced to wait in Mexico will be allowed into the U.S. beginning February 19th while their cases wind through the immigration courts. They'll slowly come across the borders in Texas and California. More at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the governor has some changes in mind for the Silver State. Beginning on Monday, restaurant and bar capacities will move from 25 to 35% capacity indoors. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, no outdoor limits as long as health and safety protocols are followed. Reservations are no longer required, and the maximum number of people per table can increase from 4 to 6. The 35% capacity also applies to gyms, places of worship, gaming floors, bowling alleys, and other similar businesses. And if all goes well, businesses operating at 35% will be able to move to 50% capacity on March 15th. The former Fontainebleau has a new owner. Its former developer, Jeffrey Soffer, Koch Industries, has teamed up with the Florida developer to buy the unfinished Drew Las Vegas property on the Las Vegas Strip. Soffer was part of the original group which built the 60-story mega resort during the real estate bubble in the early 2000s. It's that big blue building. The project went bankrupt when the real estate bubble burst. Developer Steve Witkoff recently tried to complete that resort, but stopped work after the COVID-19 pandemic.
On-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, the traffic just hasn't let up as you try to work your way into the spaghetti bowl there on the 515, especially on the west side at Charleston, and it's a slow commute up to the spaghetti bowl, 515 east at Main. A lot of congestion there. Also, slow flows 15 north at Spring Mountain.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local, wrapping up a very, very busy week. We'll get to Larry Klayman in just a couple of minutes. He's the chairman of Freedom Watch, the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, and he's the author of a brand new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Something that has been on my mind, it's obvious that the cancel culture is out there in full force. What we see in this impeachment hearing is simply the cancel culture gone bonkers, trying to take out a former president and declare him persona non grata for life. This president was not perfect, but he doesn't deserve what is going on now, and neither does Fox News. Now, we all criticize Fox News. I've started watching a lot more Newsmax. Will they ever become Fox News? I don't know. I really don't. But Tucker Carlson last night had some great comments about Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, the newspaper that he owns, and an effort, a clear effort, to shut down Fox News Channel. Let's go to Cut 5. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
Shut down James O'Keefe's Project Veritas Twitter feed. There was no justifiable reason to do this, but no one in the media asked questions about it or appeared to consider it a problem. Quote, Project Veritas has been known, Politico announced gravely, to spread misinformation. Now, the person who wrote that sentence, a child reporter called Anna, whose Twitter handle bragged she went to Cornell, didn't even bother to explain what that so-called misinformation was. But you know what it was. Project Veritas had criticized the people in charge. That's enough now. Anna didn't question that standard. She seemed pleased to play a role in silencing grown-up reporters. She thinks that's her job. Good work, Anna! You work at Politico now. You get to be America's room monitor and tell the rest of us what to say. How empowering. All the child reporters feel that way. That's why they're in favor of it. So Project Veritas is off Twitter tonight, but the Red Guards still aren't satisfied. They will not rest until there is not a single human being remaining in all American media who questions any of the platitudes that Anna and her friends memorized at Cornell in lieu of an actual education. Diversity is our strength. Trans rights are human rights. Abortion is health care. They don't think about it. They just accept whatever the Central Committee decides is the slogan of the day. And anyone who mocks or disagrees with those slogans is silenced. In the name of diversity, we must have uniformity. Well, of all the impediments to achieving this goal of uniformity, those would include centuries of tradition, the First Amendment to the Constitution, the fact this was a free country. Of all of those, it's this channel, Fox News, that is the most significant hurdle to getting everyone to sing from the same song sheet. Fox is the last big organization in the American news media that differs in even the smallest ways from the other big news organizations. The only one. That's it. Just us. At this point, there's everyone else in the media standing in crisp formation in their starched matching uniforms and their little caps, patiently awaiting orders from the billionaire class. And then there's Fox News, off by itself, occasionally saying things that are slightly different from everyone else. On Fox, there are still journalists who are willing to think for themselves sometimes and brave enough to say so out loud. It seems like that's what journalism should be, but in 2021, it's a very rare thing. And the oligarchs hate it. Jeff Bezos, for one, has had enough of it. Bezos has sent forth his personal scribes from the Washington Post to make us go away, to end Fox News. On command, they've written a number of columns suggesting that Fox News must be silenced. They've gone on television to demand that Fox News is silent.
Tucker Carlson last night, and can I tell you, you can see it. I mean, this is, it's not even what I would call thinly veiled. This is a brazen attempt to shut down Fox News Channel. Now, I have my criticism of Fox News. I think they have gotten soft. I think the Murdoch kids are trying to take Fox News Channel in a much different direction, and I find that reprehensible, to be honest with you. I really do. I think what is happening right now is sad. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in. We've had a full week of all kinds of things, impeachment. What to make of it all? Let's check in with Larry Klayman. He is the chairman of Freedom Watch, the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, and the author of the brand new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry, how you been, my friend?
Hanging in there like everybody else.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Give me your impressions. We've seen a full week of testimony and all kinds of stuff. It wouldn't survive in a criminal or civil court, but I guess only in the United States Senate can you do stuff like this. What'd you think of it?
Well, everything's turned upside down. First of all, the ramifications of impeachment are not going to be a conviction, so there was an ulterior reason for it, obviously, to make sure that Donald Trump is politically dead and to make sure that he doesn't rise again. And, of course, disparage his supporters, people like you and me, and to go after them. But here's the reality of the whole thing and why it was all turned upside down, is that if anybody was the cause of what happened on January 6th, and frankly, I don't consider it to be an insurrection. I consider it to be, as I wrote in my book, It Takes a Revolution, the natural result of the people rising up. Sure, there are bad people, a couple of them on both sides, but they were rising up to the rank corruption in all three branches of government, particularly the judicial branch, which refused to even review Trump's claims of election fraud, much less anything else. So the cause of that were the representatives and senators themselves. They're the ones that provoked it, because the American people just see how corrupt their government is. They see they have no government at all, and just watch TV this week and you see them, you know, carrying on as if they're the Keystone Cops, an evil version of the Keystone Cops. At least they were funny. This guy Raskin, Jamie Raskin, the lead impeachment manager, looks more like Harpo Marx, but his ideology is more like Karl Marx. And I think that's what people took away from this, is that our government is worse than a bad joke. It doesn't exist at all.
I want to ask you about the judicial branch of government that you cite. And I'm curious, do you think the fix was in? I mean, out here, we had 8,000 pages of evidence that the judge never even looked at.
Now, the judiciary is so corrupt, and that's what I write in my book. Jefferson said, because federal judges in particular, he was against them in Article 3 of the Constitution. He opposed that. He said, because they're unelected, they'll be unaccountable to the people, and they will turn into despots and tyrants, which will cause the people to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again about every 20 years. And he added, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? Now, he didn't want to see anybody dead. I don't want to see anybody hurt. But what we saw was, in effect, like the storming of the Bastille, but not at that level. I mean, because, frankly, it really wasn't violent. These people walked through the door. The police let them in the door because the police have been much maligned, assaulted, and killed in the last 2 years by the radical left, the same people that are now in control of our government through Biden and Harris. So that's the way I take it, and I think the American people take it. I'm outraged, but my book proposes peaceful and legal means to try to bring about a revolution. If that doesn't work, I won't be the one who starts it. There'll be others in this country that take it to a higher level, as Jefferson predicted.
Tell me what a peaceful revolution would look like.
Well, first of all, I would prosecute all the people who we know are major criminals. We're going to be calling for a citizen's grand jury. We're going to start with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his brother on March 17th. We are commissioning a citizen's grand jury. I did that last year with regard to Robert Mueller when he tried to suborn perjury with my client, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and get him to lie that the president was implicated in Russian collusion. This is something we have a right to do. Justice Scalia, in 1992, wrote an opinion. I talk about this in my book, It Takes a Revolution. I lay it out. United States versus Williams, the grand jury belongs to the American people, not to the three branches of government. In fact, there are citizens' grand juries in some states, like Montana and Wyoming, and even San Mateo, California, but they're regulated at the top by the judiciary. But the American people have the right to do it themselves, and Scalia recognized that the rules of criminal procedure are not exclusive, that gives the Justice Department the right, but the people also have the right. So that's one way. And you know, I would hold the Comeys accountable, the Clappers, the Brennans, the McCabes. I'd hold the Clintons accountable for what they did with their racketeering enterprises, and Mrs. Clinton at Benghazi, she was the cause of the deaths, because the coordinates were released as to where the ambassador was with my client's sons, Ty Woods and Sean Smith. I represent the parents. And then I would call a constitutional convention, a Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia, which I'm doing, for May 31st of this year, across from Independence Hall. And as it says in the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events, I'm paraphrasing Jefferson, who wrote it and ratified by the rest of the Founding Fathers, when in the course of human events, the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people under the laws of nature and nature's God have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. We need a new government. I think the people can see this. And I wrote a column today. You can find it at freedomwatchusa.org. Biden has turned the FBI and the Justice Department into his own private Gestapo. That's what's happening right now. There was a sports figure, and you can take a look at this article, who was Kent Keller, who was arrested, indicted on all these trumped-up charges. He was at the Trump protest. He walked into the Capitol. He'd get 30 years in prison. He's an Olympic bronze and gold medal winner, and he faces potentially, like I said, 30 years. And this is a warning, is that Biden and Harris are using the Justice Department and the FBI and the radical left behind them to not only prosecute this particular person and many other persons. They're out in the countryside now hunting everybody down, but to send a message to everybody that their control of government is total and will never be relinquished. And now we are living under a socialist, communist, atheist administration. That's what we've got, not to mention anti-Semitic, I might add.
Larry Klayman joining us. It Takes a Revolution is the book. I am fascinated, though, by this citizen grand jury. Has it been used much in the past?
It has been used. But, for instance, in Montana, okay, I learned of it many years ago when a client came to me and said, Larry, you know, I've been wronged by a federal judge. I want a citizen's grand jury. But sitting on top of it, you know, is a judge. But we, the people, have a right. We don't need any judge. As it says in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature, nature's God. We will follow, you know, the general concepts of man-made law, but we will also follow the concepts of the law of God. And before July 1st, 1870, before we had a Justice Department, that's how justice was meted out, particularly in the Old West. You know, Wyatt Earp, U.S. Marshals, they had to enforce the law. The people had to enforce the law. In the state of Alaska, people have a greater latitude to enforce the law. In California, believe it or not, there's a statute which says that if you know somebody committing a felony or observe it, you have the right to arrest them and turn them over to authorities. We even have a right of citizen's arrest. I'm not advocating using force, but we have that right. And my concern is that if people don't start rising up, turn off Sean Hannity and Fox News. You get addicted to that stuff. They promise things that are never going to happen. If that doesn't happen, this country is going to turn into a bloodbath sooner rather than later when everybody sees what's going on. 25 executive orders, immigrants pouring across the border. You can't prosecute them even when they assault American citizens anymore, much less drunken while driving violations. You've got 11 Iranians that were caught last week running across the border. You've got money's being pumped into the Palestinian Authority again, which is going to be used for terrorist acts against Israel and this country. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And the American people see this, and they see how corrupt this government is. I mean, the last one was bad enough, because Trump wasn't really in control. There was a deep state that destroyed him. But this one is a socialist, communist administration. And Biden, you know, he comes out maybe once a day, signs another executive order. They shoot him up with steroids or something so he can talk for 5 minutes. And he doesn't know what he's signing, you know. So, but he never had any moral compass anyway. He'd do anything, you know, to get elected or to stay in office. So to him, it really doesn't matter. And he's going to be dead anyway. I mean, the guy's probably not going to last 6 months. His health is so bad, or maybe they give him something. He doesn't wake up.
And wow,
Kamala Harris.
Wow, Larry. In our final couple of minutes, to the people out there that are listening, and they say, this revolution, I want to be a part of it. How can they become a part of it?
Go to freedomwatchusa.org. I'm going to lead it. I'm going to lead it peacefully and legally. And we need to rise up. One last example. I know we're running out of time. But remember Poland, when millions and millions of people went into the streets, the Soviet Union said, we don't need this aggravation. You know, we're out of here. Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. Jefferson would have been in the Capitol building on January 6th of this year. Mark my words.
Wow. Larry Klayman, I'm assuming the book is available Amazon everywhere?
It is. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. If you contribute to Freedom Watch with $50 or more, we'll send it to you for free. You can go to freedomwatchusa.com. O-R-G.
And it's great. Larry, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. We will do it again soon.
I hope so.
Thank you, my friend.
Keep the faith, brother.
There you go. Larry Klayman, chairman of Freedom Watch, the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch and the author of this new book, It Takes a Revolution. Stay where you are. Coming up, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. What went wrong on Election Day and beyond in the state of Nevada? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battle Born Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, at the bottom of the hour. First, let's go to Will. Will, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.